Cliff on Bronte. Today on the Cliff on Bronte podcast with Danny Lakey.
And Harry, who you're just hearing right then and there. We all bonded, us three, over something.
The off-air chat?
If you know, you know. No, but similar body parts involved in the actual chat. Nipples, knees and toes.
Yeah, it's not the nursery rhyme I remember.
Yeah, keep the head and everything else out of it. But no, what hurts when you run? Because we each have different ailments when we run, and people called through on 131060 with some very funny ailments. We also asked the age-old question, where was the snake? Queensland, we're in the middle of a few plagues, snakes and also apparently rats taking over our state.
You think they could just sort themselves out?
Right? Well, they kind of are in one of the areas. Again, you'll find out. And two games, we've got K-pop band or condom brand. Yes. And Bald Man Bingo.
Do you reckon that'll be a recurring game on this?
K-pop band or condom brand?
Yeah.
I think I've run out of both.
but you don't want to run out of them.
It's all coming up.
This is a game we've been waiting to play for a good 22 to 23 hours now. Play the opener.
K-pop band or condom brand?
So it's only day three of this new partnership and already you've discovered my love of K-pop. This is something that will continue next year. So just get used to it, I reckon.
I'm happy. I'm happy to love someone for their flaws and all. You have been talking a lot off the air about K-pop. Yeah. I said that I only really knew the band BTS.
Yes.
And only because they brought out that song with Coldplay. Yeah. But I was conceived in Condom Kingdom. My strengths more lie with your rubber sheaths.
Okay.
Which is why we thought we'll combine your passion and my passion and see if I can separate the wheat from the chaff.
Exactly. Because often K-pop band names, they're a little suggestive. Like the K-pop industry is an odd like marriage of innocent but also kind of trying to be sexual. So
yeah, Blackpink could easily be a condom brand.
Exactly.
Easily.
So I've got six here. You tell me whether or not you think this is a K-pop band or a condom brand, Lakey.
Let's go.
Starting with EXO.
It would make a great condom brand. I'm going to say K-pop band though.
It is a K-pop band.
EXO. That's so K-pop, isn't it? Sometimes the best band names, you don't need to say anything at all.
Yeah. What about
kiss and a hug?
For Kimono? No, Kimono.
Oh. Kimono.
Kimono.
I'm gonna go K-pop band.
It's a condom brand.
Oh! I should have known.
Yeah, I thought that one might stump you. Yeah.
Kim Ono is what happens when it rips.
What about Nightlight?
Nightlight. I want. I'm just gonna go with my heart instead of my head. Now I want that to be a contraceptive brand. Hang on, baby. I just gotta get my nightlights.
Can confirm it's a condom brand.
Yes.
All right. What about Crown?
Oh, that's almost like Trident. That's a powerful contraceptive brand, I'd say.
Yeah,
give me the crown. Yes.
Okay, we've got a few more.
Pair a nightlight with a crown, it's going to be a good
night. Chaos. And it's also going to be a big bang. What would you say a big bang is?
Once again, going with my heart, I hope it's a condom brand.
It's a K-pop band.
Gotcha. Listen, Big Bang. We gonna party like. Annyeonghaseyo. Introducing Big Bang.
Good job.
Yeah, it's not racist if you know some of the language.
All right, the last one is Monster X.
Monster X. Going with the heart again. Please. Please be a contraceptive brand, and then please let's have a big celebration and you pull a surprise where you've actually got me a six-pack of Big X's.
It's a K-pop band.
No. Big X.
Yeah. Yep. Monster X.
Monster X.
Monster X. Yeah. Yeah, what right. Did you think it was?
I thought it was Big X.
No, that's Big Bang. You're getting your condom brands mixed up. Right.
Monster Bang and Big X on yourself. the biggest fast food franchise court case over the last 3 years in commercial law has finally been settled.
Woo-hoo.
Well done. In the fast food industry, burger copyright is considered extremely heinous.
I can imagine.
Lamest food fight ever. As well as the similar names. What we're talking about, the Big Mac, of course, McDonald's.
Yes.
You don't remember this, but 3 years ago, Hungry Jack's brought out the Big Jack.
I don't know how I missed this. Where was I? Oh, I guess it was the pandemic. There was a lot of other stuff going on in 2020.
There were things going on. I guess if you weren't watching free-to-air TV, you wouldn't have seen the adverts.
No.
Whereas I've got my routine. I like my neighbours. I like my current affair. And then I settle down for the evening. And depending whatever's on channel 9, 10 or 7, the big hitters, then I settle in for a nice night of trash tea. Similar names, new menu item, Hungry Jack's Big Jack. Macca's, of course, the second they saw, they said, nah, we're not having this one. Because it's got the same ingredients, right?
It does,
It looks the same. It's the same burger.
I'm gonna Google.
With the same special sauce, lettuce, pickles, the bread in the middle. Lawyers for Hungry Jack's defended this in court. I really wish that I was allowed in the courtroom to just see like these men that have slaved away at university for like 9 years. It's got common characteristics of a hamburger. We are innocent. Well,
they do look.
Explain your special sauce,
Hungry. They look very similar.
Yes, they do.
Wowee.
Now, after 3 years, we should double down on that for a second. 3 years for these guys to decide
whether
or not this is kosher or not. They've decided that Big Jack is not deceptively similar to the Big Mac, and they have every right to have the Big Jack burger. However, Hungry Jack's got too greedy.
No!
Because they had a follow-up commercial that was released in response to Macca's legal battle of the burgers.
Oh, they were so ready with that, weren't they?
Saying, we're being sued for having 25% more Aussie beef in our burger compared to another person's competitive whatever.
Is that what the commercial said?
All the commercials and stuff. It turns out the Big Jack meat patties were only 15% larger.
Than
which is where they got. They just got greedy with that extra 10%.
So what? They were allowed to keep marketing the Big Jack. What is it called?
The Big Jack.
The Big Jack.
The Hungry Jack's Big Jack.
Yep, they were allowed to keep doing it. It's just they got too ahead of themselves. And said they had more meat on the patty than there actually was. And
then
they got in trouble.
Yeah, so that's where it's all come unstuck for them. They've just lied about how much bigger their meat was than the other. Wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, I was going to say, Hungry Jack.
131060, we are asking.
I'm a snake.
Where was the snake?
Where was the snake after a Moreton Bay home was found to have 5 brown tree snakes crawling along its roof space? Had to call out a former Australia Zoo reptile keeper to come catch the, just catch the snakes and re-release them.
What were you going to say? What were you going to say?
Catch the bastards.
Oh, yeah, right.
I got scared.
Grind those bones to make our snake bread. Call for the shovels. Snakes, unnerving. Mm-hmm. We are asking that question, 131060. Hello, Brett.
Mate, I was in a toilet out west. I was working on a station and I went to do my business and it was an old tin toilet outside and I closed the door and it wouldn't close properly. Anyhow, I'm doing my business and I heard a noise because of all the other fellas leaving rubbish in there, plastic and toilet rolls and that. I looked down and in the corner of the toilet was a brown snake curled up just looking at me. So after I crapped myself twice, I pulled my pants up, slammed the door and hopped out like a kangaroo.
All the animals in the animal kingdom in the one story. Unbelievable.
That is every woman's fear, can I just say, is that when we sit down on the toilet, there is a secret snake hiding in there ready to bite us.
I think I'm just in there looking for frogs.
Yeah. Brett's
wow. You strike me, Brett, as someone that doesn't like, you know, you could live quite harmoniously with a snake. You're almost the guy I would call if there was a snake in my toilet.
I agree.
Well, mate, I take care of them on my place. I shoo them off with a stick straight away.
He's tough. I like Brett.
All right. Snake in your house, call the human kangaroo. Brett, he'll take care of it.
What about Hayley? Hayley, 131060, where was the snake?
In my living room, in my walkway.
It's no way to live.
No. So I put the kids to sleep and I walked out and went to my laundry. And as I come out of laundry after putting the clothes in the dryer, I saw the snake just there. So I nearly stepped on it without even knowing. And, yeah.
What type of snake? Brown tree snake.
Brown tree
snake. But it was only like a baby one, but it's like...
It doesn't matter, though. A snake's a snake. No, I hate that. When someone's like, oh, it's only a baby.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's got snake qualities. That's what I'm worried about.
My dog was like trying to get it, and I'm like, Lily, don't.
Oh, Willie. I hope Willie's okay. Good dog name.
That's what I say when my dog's trying to get the snake.
What about Alicia? Last one, 13, 10, 60. Where was the snake?
When I was a kid, my dad used to be a professional snake catcher, and we were coming home one day from one of his snake catching jobs, and I looked down in between us. It was like one of them bench seats in his car, and in between us was a red-bellied black snake that had somehow got out of its bag and crawled up between us.
He just wanted to ride shotgun.
There's got to be penalties for this sort of snake catching activity. Surely that's 101. Like, lock the bag when you're a snake catcher.
That's why Alicia said her dad was a professional snake catcher.
The ombudsman got involved after that.
And I believe in second chances.
And I'm Bronte, and I just want to win again.
Can you beat Bronte? Redemption round.
Yes, can you beat Bronte? The redemption round with the People's Dud making a return. Jody this morning. The first day I was here, the People's Dud didn't answer the phone. Second day, People's Dud, none from five. Just when I thought it couldn't get any more Dudless, Bronte just said, off moments before we went on air, are you ready, Lakey? And the People's Dud said, yes, I am.
This is going to be great.
Five questions. Let's see if the People's Dud. I mean, you need this, Dud.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's an unassailable lead, and I don't even know if we'll bother on Friday with this then. So a lot of pressure to stay in the game today.
Yeah, you're trying to make it $1,000, Jody. You've obviously already got the 500, but $1,000 would be nice.
Okay.
All right. Should I go?
Okay.
Please. Bye.
Bye.
Into the soundproof booth. Bronte goes. All right, here we go. 30 seconds, Dud. Good luck. Let's go.
Thanks.
Question number one. A shuttlecock is used in what sport?
Badminton.
The flu is short for what?
Influenza.
How old was Rose in the Titanic when recounting her story?
74.
The song Livin' La Vida Loca is by who?
Ricky Martin.
Originally, Amazon only sold what kind of product?
Books.
Dud.
Oh, I don't know.
Dud. Oh, my God. Let me get my cousin's soap and wash my own mouth out.
We all right?
Wow. The Dud, very off-brand from her, if I do say so myself.
Oh, okay.
Well done, Dud.
Have we verified it is actually the Dud? Maybe she's brought in.
I did sense there may have been someone in the background.
Oh, all right.
Feeding her lines. Dud, anything to say about that?
No, I'm always, I don't really have, unless you've got an 11-year-old and a 5-year-old to help me.
Oh, wow. Maybe.
Dud strikes back. Here we go.
Okay.
Bronte, 30 seconds on the clock, 5 questions. Question number one. A shuttlecock is used in what sport?
Badminton.
The flu is short for what?
Influenza.
How old was Rose in the Titanic when recounting her story?
81.
The song Livin' La Vida Loca is by who?
Ricky Martin.
Originally, Amazon only sold what kind of product?
Books.
Lock them in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Lock it in, Eddie.
This is super interesting. A shuttlecock is used in what sport? Dud said badminton. Bronte said badminton. Correct, guys.
Woo!
The flu is short for what? Dud said influenza. Bronte said influenza. Correct. How old was Rose in the Titanic when recounting her story? Neither of you got that. Rose was 100.
Oh!
Both well off the pace
well
there.
Off.
The song Livin' La Vida Loca is by who? Ricky Martin is correct. And the Dud and Bronte both got that.
Oh, my God.
Originally, that was a guess in the end.
Good, Dud. Well guessed.
And I only just bought badminton for the kids for Christmas, so that helped.
Oh,
great. Originally, Amazon only sold what kind of product? Dud said books. Bronte said books. Books is correct.
Oh, my God.
It's 4-4, guys.
Tiebreaker.
Is that what happened?
Yes.
Oh, God. I've just read the question.
All right, so how this works.
Sportsbet have got Bronte at $1.07 and the dud at $12.50. It's not looking good.
How this works, Lakey, is you ask the questions and Jody and I buzz in with our name.
Oh, yep.
And whoever gets it right gets it right. If you get it wrong, automatic win to the other person.
Okay, it all comes down to this. In grammar, a naming word is called what?
Bronte.
Jody.
Bronte is in.
A noun?
A noun is a naming word. It is correct. You say, yeah, well done. Waving her arms in the air like she just doesn't care. Judging by those pits, she's after a Gillette Venus Pro Glide sponsorship too.
How dare you? It's lasered off. Look at that. It's clean as a whistle.
It's good, smooth stuff. Dud, this is by no means. You've saved face, Dud. You've saved face, to be honest. Credit where credit's due.
Yeah, well done,
Jody. To take Bronte all the way was a well done. And how much did she pocket? $500?
$500.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing dud about that. No. Nothing dud about that. So what happens tomorrow? Just nothing.
Maybe you and I play against each other again.
Are you talking to me or the dud?
You.
Right, okay, good.
For no, right, yeah, just pride.
Yeah, cool. All right, well done, dud. There's a plague in town.
Yeah, you could say Queensland's plagued with a lot of great things, you know, beautiful coastlines, wonderful people.
Often said that. Great state, riddled with waterfalls and scenery, though.
Now, there's hundreds and hundreds of rats plaguing our state in the usually picturesque Queensland fishing town known as Corumba. This is around 6 hours north of Mount Isa, 8 hours west of Cairns, like right in that gulf country, they call it. And they locals in Corumba have said the rats appeared first a few weeks ago. First few residents arrived. Right, residents.
Yeah, I did one come in with a short skirt and, oh, this is trouble. She's going to be procreating.
Well, she got busy because now images and videos on social media show what appears to be thousands of rats piled up on beaches, boat ramps and on footpaths by the water.
Yeah, I think that the visuals are quite disturbing. I think that's part of it because it's not rats like in a sewer or a drain pipe where you'd expect those scummy things to be. It's where they shouldn't be.
Yeah.
I bet the fish are bricking it right now. We're about to be overrun. What is going on up there?
Maybe it'll be like reverse evolution. You know how fish went on land to start walking? Maybe now rats will go into the water and start swimming.
Ah, a bit of salamander here. Good from you. Yeah, it's unnerving. I mean, that's got to be, if I had to choose what I don't want my house plagued with, rats are right up there. Give me a cockroach over a rat any day of the week, infestation wise.
Well, people are saying that. A lot of people in this Gulf area live on boats. And because the rats are for some reason just hanging around this coastline, people are saying their boats are infested at least 100 rats a night, thousands of dead rodents on the shores of this town. We kind of talked about this earlier in the show. This plague is coming thick and fast, but it's also kind of ending itself because the rats are cannibalistic.
Yeah, it's like the snake eating its own tail. The rats are so hungry that they're now turning on themselves in some sort of rodent civil war. Yeah.
We got tantalizingly close to giving away Alpha Bucks on Thursday, but it was one answer short. So well done to you. You're here doing your research ahead of tomorrow, Friday, the 24th of November. Your free answer is vampire. What could it be? Maybe a mythical creature starting with V, or maybe an Olivia Rodrigo song starting with V. Either way, V is your letter, vampire, your free answer for Alpha Bucks.
A list of the world's sexiest bald men for 2023 have been released. What a mighty bald man. The study was conducted by a London-based market agency, ranking each contender out of 10 based on a bunch of factors. So you've got all the bald men in the world, and they will be judged on golden ratio, which I think is like facial proximity.
Yes. How symmetrical your face is, I think.
Yeah, your Fibonacci sequence, all of that. Shiny head factor, that's big when it comes to bald men.
Okay.
Sensing you're not into that shimmed up bald
look. No, not really. I think I'd prefer a matte bald head.
Okay.
What, just thinning on top?
Is no, that just matte as in like not
a number
glowing.
One.
As in
a number
just,
one.
No, just I don't want shine on the baldness. I think I just prefer a matte head.
Oh, okay. There's plenty of bald blokes now who just grabbed the towel from the bathroom. Fine! I'll polish it off. Voice attractiveness, height, and global search interests, right? So the top 10 bald men of all time, of currently, of 2023, have been released. Play the opener. Bald man bingo.
So what I want to work.
Yeah, I want you, I'm going to put like, say, 60 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
And it's your job to get as many bald men on the bingo card as possible because I have the top 10 hottest bald men of 2023.
How long do I have?
Roughly 60 seconds.
I'm not going to be able to fill 60 seconds with bald men.
Okay, just go for as long as you
want. Okay. Starting now.
Vin Diesel, done.
No. Okay. Vin Diesel.
Bingo! Oh. I would also like you to like chuck in something like, big pink measle, Vin Diesel. Like get into the bingo spirit.
Okay, all right. TikTok goes The Rock.
Oh, bingo! Bingo, yes!
What about,
Oh, what's that I hear you say? Holy Jesus, Jeff Bezos. Yeah, bingo.
What about...
He's coming at number four.
He's worth a squillium, Prince William.
Oh, bingo. He's actually the hottest out of all of them.
He's the hottest bald man.
Yeah, well, according to this... Yeah.
Okay, all
that
right.
That doesn't bode well.
He is balding. He's not even bald.
That's what my contention is.
Take out William, put in Michael Klim, for goodness sake. That's a shimmed up bald head. That's where the bones keep going over his head. It's like his neck never stops and just the spine it's kept ribbed, going over the top.
Yeah. What about...
I bet he went for a head massage and claimed it back on Cairo.
Have we got Jason Statham?
Jason Statham.
Yep.
I like bacon. Bingo.
And that's the last of the bald men in my repertoire.
Okay. Copperfield, Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh,
You snooze, you lose, Terry Crews.
Oh, Terry Crews.
Give me some action. It's
Samuel L. Jackson.
Bingo. Bingo. Those are the top 10. It's not mine. Don't write in. I get it. Max Brenner was robbed. Justice for Charlie Brown. We've heard it before. Not my survey. Anyway, well done. I'm 13-10-60. We are talking What Hurts When You Run. It's probably been our biggest bonding moment so far for us three.
Yes, it has.
Harry talked yesterday that he's got chafed nipples due to him wearing T-shirts when he runs. You've got runner's knee. You're seeing a physio today about the left one.
My left ACL.
And I've got runner's toes. My two second toes are bigger than my first. They dig into the sand like talons, leaving the barefoot run along the beach just out of the question.
It's tough for you. I think for Harry, you know, there's solutions. There's maybe a possible, you know, sports bra or maybe just a different top or some cream. Mine, hopefully, can just get clicked back into place. Yours is just the way you're built.
Yeah, I know. And don't think I haven't tried a couple of finger puppets. Don't ring in on 13-10-60. Doesn't help. We are asking what hurts when you run. Who did we have who said?
We got Nat.
We had someone who hung up who said he gets stitches and his belly sloshes with water and he can hear it. Reminds me of like when you bring a goon sack to a party back in the day. Like you've drank the first liter and there's a real swish to the thing.
That's what hurts Brett when he runs.
That's why he doesn't run. Yeah. All right. Who do we have? Natalie.
Nat is here on 13-10-60. Nat, what hurts when you run?
Oh, my right ankle hurts.
Oh, right ankle.
Ankles, that's tough. I've got weak ankles. What's wrong with your ankle?
I did a bit of damage to it as a teenager playing sport. And then a few issues over the years. It's the problem child.
Oh, no.
Problem child. Yeah. There's always one. And I'm just looking at my diagram here.
Yeah.
Obviously, I've circled the nipples. I've circled my two toes, your left knee.
Yep.
Nat's right ankle. Do we look at maybe transferring one of your knees onto Nat's ankle and one of her ankles onto your knee?
So are you saying I have to have both the left ankle and the left knee?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think I can do that.
You don't think you can do that?
No, I'm in so much pain already.
Oh, that's a shame because I was already Googling whether I could put Harry's nipples on my toes and I thought we could all run together. But whatever. Sure. Good luck. Keep physioing.
Yeah, Nat, keep going, Nat.
Maybe one day we can all run together.
What about Nick on 131060? Nick.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
To be fair, Nick, there was a little bit that was left open from Bronte to still speak.
Why aren't you asking the question? It's your question.
Yeah, true.
I fell asleep a little bit, guys. I'm sorry. All right.
No, it's not your fault, Nicholas. Nicholas, 131060, what hurts when you run?
Look, I'm just going to state the obvious here, guys. I've got runner's lungs. You know, the lungs are the first to go and the last to leave. You know, they'll start when I'm prepping and putting my shoes on.
Yes.
And then when I'm jumping in the shower, they're still going.
Always a good sign.
Especially in this Cairns weather, you know, it's pretty difficult to breathe in this humidity.
Humid.
You
know.
Yeah.
Just shut the body down. See you later.
Shut it down. Send it home for the arvo.
Yeah, get out of here.
Time to clock off.
We've got Sandy here, Lakey. You don't know what Sandy... I haven't told you about Sandy. She's just called through on 131060. What hurts when you run, Sandy?
The 18Gs.
The 18Gs?
And when I run? Yeah, the 18Gs. And us, like, the ladies will know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, hang on. The men have caught up. And I think the men understand the 18Gs. G for Jesus, am I right?
Gigantic, ginormous, and all of those. Yep.
I need an
elbow to follow because I continually will knock myself unconscious.
Knock unconscious, then they're dragging along the ground. Then you got Harry's problem with the sore nipples as well.
That was the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.